101.5 FM, online at 1015thehawk.ca.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Starring you, and the world will turn to flowing pink paper stool.
just want Santa Claus as a clown. At ground zero, every movie starring you, and the world will turn to blow and pink red or blue. Party at ground zero, every movie starring you, and the world will turn to blow and pink red or blue.
Wackadoo, wackadoo, wackadoo.
Party at ground zero, every movie starring you, and the world will turn to blow and pink red or blue. Party at ground zero, every movie starring you, and the world will turn to blow and pink paper too. Party at ground zero, every movie starring you, and the world will turn to blow and pink paper too. Party at ground zero, every movie starring you, and the world will turn to blow and pink paper too.
Party at Ground Zero, some fishbone for you right there. Hey, it's Gunnar at Steel City Music, and thanks for tuning in. This hour of music will be, I don't know, just like fun 90s stuff. Last week I did that same thing to kick off the show. It was just good to hear some of the old songs from back in the day. And I'm going to do that again. So there you go. Awesome. I'm actually giving myself a little pat on the back as I'm looking at the window right now because it's a pre-recorded show. And it's garbage day at Gunner's house. And I'm looking out and Buddy just completely launched the green bin down the street. God bless. Good for you. Good for you, sir. You just kicked the crap right out of that thing. There you go. That's awesome. I wonder why your hand gets sore throwing them like that. I now know why. Because it flaps back and hits you. I get it. City Hall. You know. That's why I don't put bungee cords on any of my bins for that specific reason, so no one gets hurt. But when they throw things like that and they accidentally hurt themselves, and well, there you go. Maybe you shouldn't be throwing things like that. I'm starting to sound like an old grade school teacher. I really am. And I gotta, you know what else? I gotta get away from this Halloween candy crap. Oh my God, we still got Halloween candy. It's the time I'm recording this. The house is filled with Halloween candy. I'm gonna lose a foot to diabetes. I know it. I gotta get away from this stuff. All right, in this first set of fun music, yeah, a little mixy. It's gonna be a mixture of 90s, maybe on the Brit rock kind of vibe. How's that? You will hear what do we got, Gunner? Some Blur. Let's spin some Blur. Beetlebum, which was a nice little tune. My Bloody Valentine. Love that band. Thought they should have been bigger. I guess they weren't as the biggest commercial sound for everyone, but I enjoyed the heck out of them. I'll spin the track When You Wake. Yeah, you're still dreaming. Cool one. The Charlatans with the track Weirdo. You know, I like the organ in the beginning of that, and you'll hear it when it gets spun. But kicking things off, a little bit of an extended mix track. You know, it's the Art of Mix version. It's a DJ set, and they did a remix of this, and they extended it, of course. And you hear that, and you're like going, oh, they did that band. I'm pretty sure he said he would never spin that because when it's raining and stuff, he gets depressed. But no. It's not that band. It's a different band that sampled that. Yeah. Didn't see that one coming, did ya? You're still not entirely sure, but then you hear this part and you go, oh, okay, I see what he's talking about now. The name of the band, Soho. The track's called Hippie Chick. Huh? Now? Coming back to you? No? Come on. Listen. Aha. Here it comes. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. We're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
No hip, 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 hip. step away.
Been a fan of yours a long time, and I actually got your first record right when it came out, and was aware of you, you know, as you made records, and thought I knew you just based on the music you were putting out. And then you wrote this book recently called Horror Stories, and I realized I didn't know you at all. And it's fascinating to get a different perspective from inside an artist's experience, because right off the bat in the prologue you say, my songs have been stories that are like diary entries and ways to express my feelings and look at my feelings. And the book itself is incredibly confessional and incredibly private. And I wondered what the impetus was for deciding to write that confessionally about things that you never had an obligation to tell anybody.
And yet, at the same time, I meet so many people that tell me their personal stories because of my music, and I have been lucky enough to hear from fans that really have carried me through some of the darkest times of their life and used me as like a friend or a comfort or some kind of sense of that I'm there for them. My music is there for them, and that I speak in a way to the things that they can't speak about. And I think I've always carried that with me from the very beginning as a sense of obligation, that people come to me looking for some kind of sense of not being alone, or that they are seen or heard or felt. And music has been that way for me as well, like my favorite artists. So I think that I've always had a sense, ever since I put out Exile in Guyville, that people were looking to me for more than just a great song or a great album. There was something more that they responded to in the way I presented myself and that they needed from me. And I think that in the world, there's too little of it. There's too little of a sense of, you know, we're in this together, and that it's tough to be a human being, and that the plight of humanity is the same at every level. I think that's something that I like to speak about and make art about, just our humanity, our shared humanity, the things that we all have in common.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
I put a piece of a Reese's Pieces peanut butter bits in my mouth, whatever, part of this things for the kids for Halloween. It's in my mouth, and now it's like, oh God, why did I do that? Now it's all in the teeth, you know? I hate doing that. So stupid. But I'm a little piggy, is what I am. Little piggy's got to have his chocolate while he records a radio show for no apparent reason. Little piggy. Okay, so here's the scoop. I made friends with a squirrel, and I'm not even joking. Yes, I made friends with a squirrel. There's this gray squirrel in my yard, and I love him, and I miss him already. He kept falling off my roof. I have these giant windows, and all of a sudden I would see something fly by. Then I'm like, what the heck was that? And then all of a sudden, I'd scurry over another way, and then he'd fall down by the window again. And he was trying to get on top of my roof. He's been climbing up the walls and everything, but sometimes he'll just land on my windowsill, and he'll sit there, and he'll just turn and look at me like, hey, fat bald man, why can't I climb up this wall? I was able to do it the other day. I'm like, I don't know. I felt kind of bad for him. So I would, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, I threw some peanuts out there for him. And he wasn't eating them. It's like, ugh. Then I looked like he was trying to eat one, but then he was climbing the wall again. Then he fell. And this was going on for days. And of course, we had pest control. I had to bring them over. And I'll tell you about that much later. What a horrific experience that was. Because we had incidents going on in the roof. I don't know if it was my buddy. I think it may have been some other squirrels. I don't want to lay blame here. I don't want to say it was this specific squirrel. He looked like a solid dude, but he couldn't climb up the wall. So I got a feeling someone poisoned him, and it wasn't me, because I don't like that. I wouldn't even allow them to throw poison up in the attic when whatever was nesting up there. But that comes on later on in the show, I'll tell you. So, yeah, I can't find my little pal. And, I'm a sucker for animals. I really am. Anytime, like, on the SCM gram, if you're following that, I always go and I start, like, looking at, like, you know, videos of squirrels. And cats and dogs playing. I'm at that point in my life where I enjoy looking at animal videos of them being happy than I am of anything else. Maybe I've eaten too much candy, or maybe I was eating the poison that someone put somewhere that poor little squirrel came across. I get it. You know, you don't want them chewing up your house and the wiring and being destructive. You know, but I don't know. There's just... It has a right to life as well. So I can't find him. Here's the thing, though. Like, I feel that I could have adopted him. If he would have just trusted me, if I could find him, I would take him to the vet and go, look, I think someone poisoned the squirrel. Can we fix him? And then, because I already have a giant cage outside that was for a bird that my dear departed father-in-law had, I would put the squirrel in there and I would feed him. And in the winter months that are coming up now, I would build a giant cage for him here, and then he could nest in there. And then in come summertime, I would let him go outside. You know. Never had a chance to like name him. It's true. I've just bummed myself out over this squirrel. God. All right, got to cheer myself up. So in this set of music, you'll hear The Laws, There She Goes, a great track. Kula Shaker with Tativa. Tativa. Remember that one? No? No. It's coming up. You'll like it. Common People is the track from Pulp. There was another version of it done by William Shatner. Horrible. I don't care what anyone says. Alaska with a 2-minute song called Connection, which is just so much fun. Supergrass with a great piano intro. The song's called All Right. And Ready, Set, Go. But first, Morning Glory, Oasis on Steel City Music.
Tomorrow never knows what it doesn't know to say. connection is made. open for 10 more minutes, I'll be quick. Quickly move into the exit? This ain't a basketball game. We're not playing to the buzzer. You had the choice to hold a bunch of minimum wage workers hostage or go shopping tomorrow. You chose wrong. Get out.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
KOI 101.5 The Hawk.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Emergency above. Put on your hard hats and invisible gloves. What's going on? I was on the wagon. I thought I was done. You have to watch out. When one falls in, another can't get out.
You say that I like what you say. I like what you say.